when you moved to Germany, but you're certainly the youngest on our panel. Is stigma something that you struggled with? Oh, the suspense. What does she think of my question?
Yes, of course. It wasn't easy for me. As somebody who came to Germany without parents, I had nobody in a new country. I was from Africa. I came with my culture, our culture, and I came to a country where there's another culture. The trauma increased. I didn't have anybody to help if I wanted to cry, for example, and a shoulder to cry on with everything that I suffered. Like I said this morning, earlier in my presentation, I said that female genital mutilation, forced marriage, for example, and all of this came from my family, but I did need somebody to talk to about this. And as a young person, I closed myself off. I didn't want to speak about this, because if I were to tell people that I had suffered forced marriage at 14, a young German person was never going to understand that, would never understand what that means. But if I say somebody who's six today that when I was six, I underwent female genital mutilation, nobody can actually understand what that means, because it's not normal. What happens, therefore, is that I closed myself off, I closed myself inwards, and this stopped me from trusting others. It stopped me, and sometimes I always wanted to go to school, I always liked doing activities, but I would stay at home in the mornings. I was in a youth refugee camp and I was told to go to school, and I just wasn't able to, because it was too hard